Good morning. It's sports time on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning with sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Western Section regular season baseball being played in home talent on Sunday. Arena is at Belleville. Pine Bluff, Mount Horrible host Schulzburg, Benton. Wyota's on the road at Verona. Argyle plays host to Muscadet. Ridgeway hits the road to Blanchardville and Dodgeville at Hollandale. All games set for a 1 p.m. pitch. Northern Section games and home talent for tomorrow. Sauk Prairie at Middleton. Cross Plains travels to Wisconsin Dells. Ashton will host Reedsburg. And Black Earth at Mesa Maney. The Wisconsin American Legion Baseball Class A 19U State Tournament is getting underway at St. Ferial Park in Prairie du Chien. It was supposed to get underway yesterday. However, with the weather, those games pushed back to today. And every day will be pushed back one day until they reach the finals. And that is coming up on August the 5th. Games going on today at 10 a.m. Gaze Mills, 12-10 on the year, will take on a 10-6 Horicon team. Game 2 at 1 p.m. Stratford will face Athens. Game 3, a 4 p.m. first pitch. We're looking at Campbellsport at 15-6 versus Little Chute at 12-4. At 6:30 p.m., we'll be opening ceremonies, and then Game 4 will wrap up tonight at 7 p.m. 20-2 Westby will face 11-9 Prairie du Chien. Bryce Terang and Jake Bowers powered a 5-run fifth inning for Milwaukee with home runs. Shane Drohan allowed 2 runs and 4 hits in 6 innings. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Los Angeles Angels 6-2 in Anaheim, California last night. Drohan, 6-4 on the year, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits and walked 1 while delivering his 5th straight start of 6 innings or more for the NL Central leading Brewers, who have now won 9 of their last 13. Starter Ryan Johnson, 2-6 on the year, gave up 5 runs and 6 hits in 4 1/3 innings and took the loss for the Angels, who have lost 4 straight, 7 of 8, and they've dropped 19 of their last 24 games. Other interleague finals, the Yankees blanked the Cubbies 2-0, Arizona 4-1 over Cleveland, Baltimore 6, Philadelphia 4, Toronto a 3-1 win against St. Louis, Colorado 3-1 over Kansas City, it was Boston 9, and the Dodgers 4. American League Finals, the Chi Sox beat up on Tampa Bay 6-1, Houston no trouble corralling Texas 11-2, Detroit 13, the Athletics 1, and Minnesota a 5-3 win against Seattle. National League last night, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 8-7, Atlanta better than Washington 6-2. Miami 5, the Mets 2, and San Diego shut out San Francisco 7-0. For the first time in more than a decade, the Milwaukee Bucks are not considered a playoff contender. There's been too much roster turnover to know where they stand. Yahoo Sports reports that oddsmakers in Las Vegas are projecting Milwaukee to win between 24 and 26.5 games. The Bucks have more depth this season, but a lot of that is made up of unproven rookies and young players. The team is given a 5% chance to make it to the postseason. And one of the best Badger basketball players in program history, Johnny Davis, has flamed out in the NBA. Well, now he's headed to Turkey after signing that contract with Glint Manza Basketball. Now, Davis played just 12 games in 3 seasons with the Washington Wizards. Never a great shooter, he hit less than 40% of his field shots, 27% of three-pointers, and a surprising 56% on free throws. He had been a top 10 selection in the 2022 NBA draft. And that's a look at sports.